I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Amari Stoudemire, New York Knicks star, fashion icon, and cookbook author. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
You're joining us by phone because you've been at the Ed O'Bannon antitrust suit filed against the NCAA. On Thursday, NCAA President Mark Emmert testified that paying players would diminish the fan experience of college sports. I suspect you don't agree.
Well, I've been sitting in the trial for the last couple of days. Mark Emmert put as much lipstick on the amateurism pig as he possibly could, but I have a feeling that Judge Claudia Wilkin is not buying. One of the things that the plaintiffs are very fortunate in is that Ms. Wilkins apparently doesn't know a lot about sports. So she's not predisposed to accept arguments based on the fact that we're special or this is a special circumstance or something. The NCAA is in big, big trouble on this lawsuit, which they should have settled years ago.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like in the courtroom when Mr. Emmert said that the NCAA was protecting students against exploitation by corporations, and then everybody looked at posters with players and corporate logos behind them.
That was a remarkable little exchange and probably the worst time the NCAA has had in this entire trial. Because at that point, Judge Wilkin herself started questioning Mark Emmert to the effect of, hey, look, you're telling me that the way you protect athletes from commercial exploitation is making sure you're the only ones who exploit them. And she was clearly not buying that line of argument.
In baseball news, Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers threw a no-hitter against the Rockies on Wednesday night. No-hitters are rare, but would you agree with those who say that this one, with 15 strikeouts and nary a walk, was the best in history?
Well, it's very, very close because it was an error away from being a perfect game. And had it been a perfect game, it probably would have been the best game anyone ever pitched. Yeah, he's an overwhelming pitcher when he's on. And, of course, this is now the second no-hitter for the Dodgers this year.
Charlie, a listener in Florida named Jed Martinez emailed this week to suggest that you and I should commemorate June 21st as the 50th anniversary of Jim Bunning's perfect game against the New York Mets. And I'm very grateful for the reminder. But in 1964, when that happened, weren't a lot of pitchers throwing perfect or nearly perfect games against the Mets?
Well, I mean, I was going to say you really have to go wait for age with the opponent on that day because the Mets were historically bad. But, I mean, yeah, a perfect game is a perfect game no matter who you throw it against. So, yes, we should commemorate Jim Bunning's perfect game, which obviously means a lot to Mr. Martinez.
Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn died this week of cancer, Charlie, and his death has apparently inspired some baseball long-timers to quit or at least to attempt to quit using tobacco. That would be perhaps an appropriate legacy for a player who was apparently as nice off the field as he was successful on it.
Yeah, there's been a universal outpouring of fond memories of Tony Gwynn, who did die of a cancer he may have contracted by his tobacco use.
While the LA Kings continue their victory lap around Southern California, the National Hockey League has apparently decided to cut down to 2 the number of outdoor games that it will hold next season. These games have been enormously popular and a cash cow for the league. Why would they decide to hold fewer of them?
Because they were starting to get a little heat about about killing the golden goose, basically. One of the reasons these things are so popular is that there weren't a lot of them, and it started out as only being one. The NHL has realized, you know, number one, the fewer these things they have, the better they can sell tickets. And number two, you know, they're playing games with the weather.
Speaking of victory laps, the Spurs held theirs on the San Antonio River. Would you like to tip your cap to the Spurs' big three, MVP Kawhi Leonard and coach Greg Popovich?
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, I will gladly settle for 5% of whatever his next contract is because he is the most conspicuously rising star in the NBA right now.
Kansas center Joel Embiid had been at the top of many NBA mock drafts until he had surgery on Friday to repair a stress fracture in his right foot, and now some are saying he won't even be in the top 10 during Thursday's draft. Where would you put him?
To me, if he's healthy, he's the number one pick in the draft, and there's nobody in second place. But the fact is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's had back issues. Now he's got this broken foot thing. Greg Oden still scares everybody to death. I don't think he's going to drop out of the top 10, but he's going to I think he'll drop out of the top 5.
This week, for the second time in 15 years, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has canceled the trademark registration for Washington's NFL team, ruling that the name is disparaging to Native Americans. Do you have any sense of how this is all going to shake out?
Oh, I mean, I guess it all depends on how immune Daniel Snyder is to public pressure, because the public pressure is getting to be overwhelming. People are just saying, look, give it up at this point. But I guess this leaves the door open if you want to make paraphernalia, making fun of Daniel Snyder and the name, and use the Redskins logo while doing it, you can.
Finally, Charlie, here's a riddle for you. When is a football not really a football at all?
When it's a carrying device for illegal narcotics, Bill.
Yes, and when it's full of heroin and cell phones and somebody throws it over a prison wall.
It was a gift package sent to a prison in Jackson, Michigan. Actually, he threw it a little bit short. It landed between two security fences, but probably because it was chock full of, as you said, heroin and cell phones, which can't make it easy.
So it was incomplete, not intercepted by a guard.
I think you have to give this man an incompletion, yes.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.